All right, you are still listening to CKLN 88.1. My name remains Rebecca, and we do have another caller on the line who would like to have a little chat with us. So we're going to put you on air. I believe this is Bob. Hello, Bob. You're on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Following on the Dave theme, you had Dave, too, calling in, and I heard him. He's a regular on the previous show before yours, the International Connection. And so I was on. My name's Bob Dobbs. I used to be a programmer there at CKLN 17 years ago. Have you ever heard of me, Bob Dobbs?
Well, I have now, Bob.
Okay. So anyway, so that's ancient history. But so I was on, so I continued listening to the CKLN. I'm here in Hawaii while, your show came on. And after an hour, whatever it's been, I was struck that the music seemed to be influenced by the production style that Dave Neufeld brought in with Broken Social Scene in 2002. Is that true?
To an extent, I think, as I was saying to you earlier off the air, it's very true. We do, of course, it is an all-Canadian content show, and a lot of the content that we play, with the obvious exception of the stuff recorded previous to 2002, which, to be honest, I don't play an awful lot. But, yeah, I definitely credit, I think, Dave Neufeld and the arts and crafts scene and Broken Social Scene with bringing in sort of an interesting new sound to Canadian music, especially in terms of production value. And, yeah, for sure. They have been working since 2002 to put Canadian music at the, if not on the North American forefront, on the international forefront of everyone's sort of musical consciousness. And, yeah, Dave has definitely played a big part in that. So I don't know if a lot of the musicians I play would say that it's safe to say that they have individually be influenced by Dave Neufeld's production style and the whole arts and crafts scene. But I think to an extent, definitely, we can credit those guys with doing a lot of good things for the kind of music that I like to play.
Right, because, I'm old. I'm 86, and I'm not up on what's happening with the music scene. I'm a friend of Dave's, in touch with him, and I know that over the years, as Broken Social Scene got success, that there were interviews with Dave. And then I even saw about a year ago some critics said, now that we're in the post-Dave Neufeld era, which meant that there was a Dave Neufeld era, and I've talked to Dave about it. He's very modest about it, but he seems... So I'm not listening to what young people are making. But today, these bands you're listening, I assume this is music made since 2002, 2003 that you've been featuring?
For the most part, it is, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the old joke that to an Eskimo, if we go up north, Inuit, Eskimo, we see snow, but they see 50 kinds of snow because they live in it and they know the differences, right? So when I hear the new music, what your show is presenting, I'm only hearing the general mood. Dave Neufeld, Broken Social Scene, you could hear the distinctions, and even the bands themselves say, no, we're not influenced. But you get my point, and the general uninitiated level, it all sounds like a definite kind of mood that BSS created.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well,
okay, well, it's
yeah,
been very
Bob,
interesting.
Thanks.
I'm going to keep listening to the show, because I guess it's not all going to be that way, but today is what's happening, right? That seems to be what you're featuring.
Well, it's funny you would say that, because it is. I mean, just about every week we do play stuff that does sound an awful lot like BSS if we're not actually playing them themselves. So keep listening.
So you're a great fan of BSS.
I am a fan of BSS, you bet. I'm a fan of their music, but I'm also a fan of like I said, the great things that they have been doing for our Canadian music scene, for sure.
Did you know that Dave Neufeld used to be news director at CKLN?
I knew that.
Would you like to interview him?
Maybe one of these days, yeah. That wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll be talking to him later today, and I'll tell him what happened, and he might be available.
Well, that would be great, Bob. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much for your call.
Right. So, what I would? How do I get in touch with you? Just listen next week and tell you, or is there a phone? How do I get in touch with you to tell you this?
Well, if you want to wait till next week, you can always call me. I'm here just about every week. But
okay.
Also, I'll give you my email address, and I have no problem saying this on air. If anyone would like to email me about the show, it's rtucker@ryerson.ca. That's my email address. So, Bob, and just about everyone else, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, that's how you can do so.
That's rtucker@ Ryerson?
At ryerson.ca, yep.
.ca, and that's R-T-U-C-K-E-R. Okay,
that's
great.
Me.
I'll email you once I get it going.
Great. Thank you so much, Bob.
Okay, Rebecca, and
All
thank
right.
you for great programming.
Yeah, great. Keep listening.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Right, bye now. Well, that was Bob.
Wow, what a great caller.
Yeah, I'm pretty pretty happy about that. Good times, good times. So I was just looking to see if I actually had any BSS right now, and what I do have is some Brendan Canning, and I think we're going to put on some Brendan Canning now, just in light of that that phone call that we just had. But, yeah, thanks for calling, Bob, and hopefully, actually, I think that would be a lot of fun if we could get Dave on the show. Colin's nodding. He's nodding vigorously.
I'm speechless now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. No, it's good. It's, I don't know, a lot of people don't like to give the arts and crafts scene credit for doing what it's done for Canadian music, but you got to think about what's happened to Canadian music, like, I guess on the mainstream since 2002, and a lot of that can definitely be credited to, you know, BSS, man, like, they exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're going to play some Brendan Canning. Brendan Canning, of course, is one of the principal songwriters and of Broken Social Scene, very active in the arts and crafts. You know, scene, I keep saying scene, but that's what we're going to play. They can't hear you nod, Colin.
I'm looking forward to hearing the song.
All right, so here's some Brendan Canning from his new album, Something for All of Us, I think is what it's called.
Yep.
Yeah, and you remain listening to CKLN 88.1.